This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity, all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant, blue, and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now we ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, always breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself as you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakras, those wheels of force, those energy centers, within your energy body, within your etheric body, and become aware of the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, from just below your feet all the way to the top of your head, above your head. 9 chakra centers that have become awakened or reawakened in all of you. And beginning with the Earth Star Chakra, just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. But do more than just see it, feel it. Feel the connection, that chakra to Gaia herself, to the earth, connecting, grounding you to the earth, grounding you to Gaia. Feel the vibration within that Earth Star Chakra. Now move up to the root chakra at the base of the spine. See, that is a beautiful ruby red color, brilliant, bright ruby red color. Moving up to the next chakra, orange. The solar plexus area, brilliant, bright yellow with the sun. Moving to the heart center, deep blue-green as a forest. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. Beautiful high vibration magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. Picture a brilliant blue sky, bright, bright blue sky. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Visualize the night sky. to the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now see all of the chakras coming together as one, all of the colors at their highest intensity, which raises the vibration within each of those chakra centers. And bringing them all together raises the vibration, the vibrational frequency within your etheric body, your astral body, and your physical body. And merge them now all into one, into the soul star chakra. Become the soul star chakra. You, your conscious knowing self, move into that soul star chakra. And make that chakra now you. Make it your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle. And it helps if you see that now as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And your Merkaba now, you can travel in it, in your light body. So simply be in it and let yourself begin to float upward, up, away from your physical body, leaving your physical body behind, seeing it fall below you as you rise higher and higher. And get that perspective of being both in your physical body and also in your light body now, as you move away from the physical form, still always connected to it. Move higher and higher up through the clouds, through the sky, all the way up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And as always, become aware of everything that is out here, the planets, sun, all of the millions of ships, and connect now to all that is out here. Connect your consciousness to the consciousness, to the greater consciousness that is in the solar system, that is the sun, it is all of these ships. Know that you are one. Feel a sense of connectedness, a sense of one, all together in this endeavor. All here, both witness and participate in the great ascension, the great awakening here on this planet. And see the energies that have been coming down to the planet for some time, wave after wave of energy, bringing higher vibrational frequency, bringing higher consciousness to all of those places on the planet that are still as of yet in darkness. See light illuminating all of the dark areas of the planet. And feel the connectedness now, connecting to the great crystalline grid that is all around the planet. Crystalline grid that is, of course, in the etheric, not in the physical, not in the three-dimensional. But in that etheric realm, it connects to the physical. It connects to all of the great sacred places across the planet, all of those places where vibrational frequency has always been higher until such as the dark forces entered those sacred places and brought the vibration down. But now, see everything connected to this crystalline Christ consciousness grid. And light, energy, shooting out in all directions through all of these sacred places, through the ley lines, raising vibration everywhere, frequency increasing everywhere. No more lower density, only higher density, higher frequency, higher vibration, higher consciousness across the planet. See, all the turmoil, all of those things that are happening that are bringing about change, that are bringing about the Great Awakening, see all of these things being resolved. Man, coming together with man. Mankind coming together with animals, the plant life, the rocks and stones themselves, all coming together as one. Know that this is the future. This is what you have been creating, both individually and collectively, for quite some time now. Even lifetimes previous to this, you have been building and building to this point, building to the great climactic change, what has been called the changeover. See it all being precipitated now by the great solar flash. Visualize now, see that solar flash happening as if you were looking into the future now, and not too far into that future. See that great solar flash, the energy from it hitting the planet. Think about it in terms of how the energies have been coming in and how you have been feeling throughout this process. Now imagine for just a moment what it would be like, what it will be like when the great solar flash hits the planet and all across the planet are affected by this flash, by this higher energy input and output into the planet. How all people are then connected to one another. Realize, remember that they are one. Remember that I am your brother, and your brother is I am. Feel the oneness. Feel the connectedness. Feel the love. Love spreading. Where there is love, there can be no pain and suffering. That unconditional love. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form, bringing your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle, back down into your body. Merge it back in, always knowing that it is there for you. You exit the physical body anytime you wish, always knowing that you are still connected to that physical form until such a time as you no longer need to be connected. Feel yourself merging back in, all coming back in as one. Feel that love, that higher vibrational frequency and consciousness coursing through your body, as an electric current moving throughout your body into all areas of your body. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Archangel Michael. I come to be with you at this time to help you to continue to understand who you truly are, how many of you, most of you, if not all of you, each and every night, find yourselves with me. Find yourselves with others that are working with you. Others from other systems, other planets, other families that you've had, that you are with in those times in your sleep state. Very much unaware, though, that you are in those states. Nevertheless, whether you are aware of it or not, you are all working together with me, to vanquish the old, vanquish the dark forces, once and for all, for this entire galaxy. For what you do here on the Earth is not only here for the Earth, but here for the entire solar system and beyond, out into the galaxy. And as you go through your ascension process, so too is the entire galaxy going through this ascension. But you are the forerunners. Always remember that. You are the ones that come forward first and pave the way. Just as many of you know the story of John the Baptist, paving the way for the Messiah to come. And as you have heard many times, you are the continuation of the Messiah. You are the continuation of the Christ consciousness here, once again to bring light to the earth, just as he came to bring light to the earth, love to the earth, and to continue on through out the many ages after him that would lead to this final point. This final point that, yes, indeed, you are approaching. Some of you call it the end of the movie, the end of the show. And indeed, it is the end. End of one part and the beginning of the new part of the journey, which always continues on. There is never an end to the journey, only to that part of the journey that you have, as you many, many know, volunteered to come here and be a part of. That time is coming closer and closer to an ending point, and then a new beginning to bring light and love here on the planet, so that all people of all races, all religions, all come together as one and remember that they are one. And you join those of your families from the skies once again to continue on the evolution of mankind, the evolution of the humankind, which has indeed spread throughout the galaxy and beyond. But you come together now as one people, one race, together. Trust in yourselves through this process, in yourselves individually and as a collective, to bring about this great change so that the great changeover in the solar flash can happen. It is only waiting. The God source is only waiting for you to trigger the event, you as the collective to trigger it. trust in the entire process and the plan that is in the works, that you have indeed been creating for some time now. You are creating this part of the plan and moving yourselves more and more into the timeline of your choosing. The old timeline is not for you. You have moved beyond it. You have passed beyond the point of no return. Not that any of you would want to return. All are here. All of you are here to move on and continue on in this ascension process. And to once and for all end this part of the journey. To end the show, end the movie. For indeed, you are watching a movie. It is time to reach the finale of that movie. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to be who you are, to be yourself through this. And to not in any way fall back. Do not fall back to the old programming. Realize and understand that you are creating the new programming that is you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is here. And we are ready to continue to assist you in this program. This program that was started long, long ago. And that you have all been a part of in various ways, in your own ways. No one greater or lesser than anyone else. For you are all in this process together, all here to bring about this great changeover. So always, always trust in the process. Trust in who you are. Trust in those that are mentoring to you. Because we only have your best interests in mind as we are here to be of service. And with that, we are ready for your questions, if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes, dear Thomas, always the one that comes first. And we welcome to do so. Yes.
I know you said that we shouldn't worry about the October 4th stuff with our cell phones and the emergency broadcast system, but I saw very disturbing video about the actual text that is going to be supposed to be broadcast on our phones or TVs, etc., on that particular day, about a 12-hour purge of human life, where you won't be arrested or detained or anything if you kill anybody that you want during those 12 hours. Is that something that is totally false?
We did not understand that last part you said here. What in the last 12 hours?
You can kill anybody that you want without any repercussions. You won't be arrested or anything if you do that within these 12 hours. I think that's totally false.
My goodness, dear one, you are succumbing to the fear involved here. You are succumbing to the programming that they indeed are attempting to utilize here. But do not be concerned about this message, as you have already been instructed in the last time here, mostly by Shoshana, to disengage from this. That this message is not meant for those of you, and the message itself will not be that direct here, we will say. will be more in an indirect fashion as we are finding it. But even as of yet, it is not completely determined how or even if it will occur here. So do not be concerned about it. Certainly have no fear, because if you have fear, you are falling right into their plan here. So be of good cheer, let go, let God, all of these sayings that you have, because you are right where you need to be, and just continue to move forward, not backward. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We wish to add here. May we add, dear brother?
Of course.
Dear brother, wherever this message that you received, or video, or channel, or wherever you found this message, we would ask you to eliminate that stream from your viewing. Delete it. This is poison to humanity to give such a message. So we would say that it is prudent that you do not return to this channel or wherever you heard this message. Namaste.
Yes, and we would ask you a question. Would Mother, Father, God, all that is, allow something such as this to happen? Think about that.
Thank you.
Have all come too far for this type of thing to be allowed to happen at this point. We are ready for next question.
I have a question.
Yes.
A channel, Magenta Pixie, she brought forth some information, I think it was today, about our Merkaba bodies being vehicles for travel in a more common sense. That's sort of the gist of what I gathered just from one listening. Do you have anything to add about that?
You are in the process of doing exactly that, as we have been working with you, training you to be able to use your Merkaba light vehicle in exactly that fashion. For when you have moved through the ascension process, you will have that capability of being in one place and then instantaneously being in another place across the entire planet using your Merkaba light vehicle. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And, yes. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We do not.
Very good. We are ready for next question, if it is.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes?
Well, I would like to know, what is the significance of the number 12? Like the 12 disciples, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 knights of round table, and the 12 astrology signs, and also on the New Jerusalem, there's 12 levels. There must be some type of significance, I would think, of the number 12.
Very much so, but Shoshana wishes to address this. Yes.
We share on this, dear sister. May we share?
You sure may.
Dear sister, as we find it that we have been given this, the idea of 12 is a root number. It is a containment number, so that which is 12 is the dissemination in a broader sense of the knowledge that the number 12 and the representatives of 12 embody. So if you have, for example, 12 disciples, 12 is a root, a dissemination that would carry forward the teachings of their teacher, who you know as Jesus or Yeshua. They embody that knowledge as 12. The 12 signs of the astrological realm embody and disseminate the knowledge that is meant for astrological processes to take place, to forward that level of information to humanity as 12. That is all we can say on this, that any time that you see 12, it is a root number that embodies a particular knowledge to disseminate to humanity. Namaste.
Very good.
Very good.
Are there any further questions here?
Yes, I do have a question, beloved ones.
Yes.
As you may know, I have been working on this detox, the vaccine course, and we are working on it, I should say, my beloved teammate and I, and some others that are helping us. So do you think it will be necessary for me to set someone up who's maybe a little further behind than I am in case I pop through the veil and then this course is still needed and I'm not there to teach it? Or will I still be able to teach it? Or, I mean, you know, pop through the fifth dimension? Or will it not be needed? What is your thought on that?
We will say here, not so much just for you who is asking this question, but for all here, it is not so much that you are ready to pop through into the fifth dimension. Although you have at times done exactly that. You have been there and then come back because you are not quite ready to sustain the higher vibrational frequencies that you would need to, that your body could handle. Your body is not ready for that yet, your physical body we are speaking of here. Not quite ready to handle those higher vibrational frequencies on a regular basis. There are moments when you are actually walking through a portal that has opened up and allows you to have access to that higher vibrational frequency and higher dimension. But it is not something that you are ready to have it be a lasting thing for you. Not yet at this point. So do not be concerned about whether you are going to be here or not be here. Just know that you are here now, and that is all you need to know. What comes into the times ahead, let that just come ahead. Do not be focused on the future, and certainly do not look back on the past and hold to the past. Just be in this moment right now. Okay, Shoshana,
we have a perspective to share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the idea that you are sowing information into the quantum realm, into the quantum field, you are doing this by creating anything. You sow that, you transmute that, you add that to the quantum mind, to the universal mind, the quantum field. And it is there for the next to take up, you see. There is never a loss of information, ever. It may take hundreds of years to pop back into humanity's consciousness, or a week, or a day, or an hour. That does not matter. Time is irrelevant here, as we have given before. So we will say that whatever you do in consciousness with your heart and your mind and your love and your compassion for others will be recreated over and over and over again in the course of human existence. So you do not have to be concerned. It is just like in this group. that one says, I cannot do the end, will someone else step up? There is always someone else. There is always someone waiting to take up the yoke, you see. You do not have to be concerned. If you wish to ascend and you can do that and you can pop through the veil, do it, as another will take your place. Namaste.
Thank you. Are there any further questions here? Nothing further, then we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything you had in
part? We would just say that nothing is lost. All things that are created are recorded. And humanity has access to those things. Just as now there are new things showing up in the consciousness of man and as material things that are of sound and vibration for healing techniques that have been around for tens of thousands of years, yet now is the time for your consciousness in this particular realm to receive it. So nothing is ever lost, and all things come in the divine time when man's consciousness can receive it. Namaste.
Pretty good. And we say in closing here, just continue to be in the higher vibrational frequency as much as you possibly can, whenever you can, however you can. And do not let yourselves fall back into the old programming, the anger, the frustration, all of those things that bring up the triggers that are that old programming. Let go more and more of those times of the past, those things that have held you back for so long, and be in the moment now. That is all. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.